last position has been a fantastic job, probably my best ever, or my most favorite ever. But I think it's time to move on to the private sector and see what I can do to help from that side. As you know, cyber is a huge partnership between industry and government and academia. And I've done my government time, and I want to see what I can do from the private side.
Are you looking to start your own business? Are you going to join someone in the private sector?
Yeah, I'm going to start my own business called Qmulos, Qmulos. I'm going to focus on cyber consulting.
And what kind of consulting are you talking about?
Mainly helping, starting with government clients, improve their security posture, mature their security programs, and introduce them to as many sort of important, valid products that are out there that'll help them get the job done.
All right, very nice. Now, you have been in DHS for about 7 years. You have about 20 years of experience in government. So give me a sense from a cybersecurity perspective, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen over the last 6-7 years?
You know, at DHS in general, I've seen a tremendous maturing of the organization as a whole, just getting their missions aligned and the component organizations aligned. In cyber specifically, I mean, the mission of the National Cybersecurity Division has increased dramatically, and it really does take a lot of people, you know, working together to make that happen. And I've seen just the growth that's occurred within the NCSD over the last few years, and really kind of them coming into their mission and understanding what they need to be doing and aligning the resources and the funding to do that.
Do you get a sense that from your position over at NCSD that the government has a better understanding of cybersecurity? Because if you think about it, in the 2000s, you know, very beginning of that, the cyber was important but not necessarily seen as a key piece. You always talked about people bolted things on. And then the VA event happened where VA lost 26 million, you know, records of veterans, and that seemed to wake everybody up. Would you say that was the turning point where changes really happened, or has change just been more of an evolutionary process?
Yeah, I think that was a really big milestone that definitely got some people's attention. The thing that's amazed me is that has persisted for a while now, and it's just growing kind of every day. And I think a root cause there is just there's better collaboration, you know, better visibility of what's going on. It's kind of step one to solving the problem is, you know, understanding the problem and figuring out what we can do to address it. But yeah, I definitely see there's been a lot of attention in cyber. I think that'll continue for some time.
Do you have a feeling of where the one area in terms of cybersecurity and as it relates to the federal government has changed the most?
I think it's a combination. The initial challenge is just getting your head around the problem, and I think we've done amazing things to move that forward. Cyber is, as I mentioned, it's a very complex field, as you know. You need a lot of different perspectives, in many cases very deep technical perspectives, to understand the issues, to understand what can be done from a defensive perspective, and then pull all that together and actually apply it and communicate it out to the folks that need the information. So I've seen that process maturing. I think we still have a ways to go, but we're definitely moving in the right direction.
From an improvement standpoint, I mean, are there certain areas that you look at and go, maybe something surprised you, or areas that has taken the biggest steps in the shortest amount of time? Can you point to any of those areas from a government perspective?
Yeah, I mean, in my job at FNS, we really tried to make FISMA very practical and focused on actually improving security by driving particular capabilities to be implemented. And what I'm amazed with, and probably my proudest accomplishment, while I was there, was just the progress that the agencies and departments made in a pretty short amount of time. Once it was fairly clear what we thought were important to go out and implement, we promoted things like continuous monitoring, DNSSEC, two-factor, logical access, encryption of devices. We started promoting those in a pretty clear way, and the improvements that the CISOs and CIOs made. And really under, about 2 years or less, kind of blew me away. And I think they're continuing to make that kind of progress. But that's pretty impressive for large organizations like these folks are running to make those kinds of changes and improvements.
When you're in meetings with senior officials, do you get a sense that they understand the importance of cybersecurity now?
That's definitely another area that I've seen, tremendous change in, right? So one of the things we pushed in FISMA and through our interviews with the CIOs and things, was, how often do you brief your secretary or deputy secretary on the cyber threat and the maturity? That frequency has been increasing tremendously the last couple of years to the point where we're seeing briefings on a weekly basis, or at least reports going up on a weekly basis and face-to-faces, you know, every month.
I think there's a lot of interest in DHS and how it's doing. In the 2000s, DHS got hammered by Congress for its cybersecurity capabilities, its skills, its prowess. Do you feel like, you know, you've been there long enough to have been there during those tough days? Has DHS, and specifically, I guess, MPPD, righted its ship?
You know, I came into FNS in 2009, but I was in the directorate for, you know, 4 years prior to that. So I've seen kind of that evolution. And, you know, honestly, you know, cyber, you know, only in the past few years has it been, you know, kind of funded more robustly and has gotten the attention of leadership that it really, really needed to. You know, and that includes from Congress and the like. So I think that emphasis and that additional funding has enabled, you know, us to mature those organizations. There were pretty small shops back in 07 trying to do, you know, huge missions. And I think that's not a good recipe for success. I think, you know, growing the organization over the past few years, getting that funding in place, establishing those relationships with industry and academia and DOD and those sorts of things have taken time. But I'd say that they're well in place now and it can only get better from here.
One of the things that has come up around DHS over the last year and a half is the high rate of turnover at MPPD. You probably are about the sixth or seventh senior executive who has left, and four or five, maybe six have been replaced. It seems like a lot of turnover. Maybe if you look at other agencies, it's not, but give me a sense. Do you guys feel like that's a lot of turnover? And then now that you're leaving, did that play into your decision in terms of the turnover?
I guess it's certainly perceived as a lot of turnover, and it is an interesting place to work, and there are challenges. I mean, at the end of the day, the job is a very difficult one. I mean, it's a very time-consuming one. And I'd say some of those departures, you know, weren't sort of random things. They were scheduled, you know, retirements or kind of laid out at the beginning that we're going to do this many years and head out. So I think you know, some of those were not unexpected. You know, I can't really speak to everyone that left, but it certainly is a tough job. It's definitely rewarding, though. And, you know, I'd say there's a lot of things that people leave for. And so I just think, I don't think it's been one thing for all those folks.
But I guess my question is, does it send a message to the rest of the government, to industry, that DHS is still struggling with the people piece, with the capabilities piece?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely, you know, might send the wrong message. It just depends on how it's interpreted. But the more transparent folks can be about leaving, I think the better for that viewed.